But when I started studying handwriting, I was about 16 years old, and about that same time I was finding myself in a difficult situation as to trying to attract the girls and everything, so I wanted to change myself, make myself more attractive. So I thought, well, maybe if I change my handwriting, I can change my personality. I was kind of ahead of my time because later on they did research in this area and they found out they did a bunch of experiments in France with troubled school kids. And they examined their handwriting and found some of the problem areas. And they had the kids, give the kids writing exercises to do where they just wrote something over and over, but they changed different elements of their handwriting. And they found that after 6 weeks, their characters began to change and some of the problems the kids had began to go away. So this experiment actually proved what I suspected, that by changing your handwriting, you could actually change your personality. Now, you'll never change your essence. Your essence is the same, but remember, our personality is composed of the vehicles of which we are composed, which is our physical body, our astral body, our mental body have the most influence over our characters and our personalities. Our personalities are fairly temporary. In one life you might be an extrovert, another life you may be an introvert. One life you might be a nun, another life you might be a prostitute. One life you might be a scientist, another life you might be a musician. Because the influences around you change. Now, think, if that's hard to believe, well, think of how the influences around you can change in this life. Let's suppose all of a sudden you learned about the death of a loved one. How is your personality then compared to your personality, say, another time when you learned you won the lottery? Okay? So let's take these two people. They're both you, but they're both under different influences. How is the personality different between the guy who loses a loved one at that moment he finds out and the guy that wins the lottery? Both the same guy, but you look at him, you meet him in the two circumstances, you would think you're meeting two different, totally different individuals. Attitudes totally different, their auras totally different, their attitudes totally different. One is carefree, he just won the lottery, he's going to quit his job, tell his boss where to go. The other guy loses a loved one and all he can think of is his grief. You know, so even in this life, your circumstances force you to have different expressions of your personality. The same thing from life to life, you have different influences on you. Not only on the outside from life to life the influences are different, but also on the inside. The inside is the different ray influences. Each one of our bodies is on one of the seven rays. And each one of the rays has a different influence. And as we go from life to life, our physical body, our astral body, our mental body, our personality, all these things shift from one ray to another, and that produces almost as much of a different influence as winning the lottery to like losing a loved one type thing. So we can be quite a bit different from life to life, but we're still us. Just like if you win the lottery, you're still you, even though you're carefree and you're telling your boss where to go. That's not normally you. But when you win the lottery, maybe it is. Then if you lose a loved one, you're just kind of depressed and down and out and don't want to do anything, don't want to go party. You're just totally different, but you're still you. And this is what a lot of people are afraid of when we talk about the far future. Well, will I still be me? Yeah, you'll always be you, but the influences on you will change from time to time. Now, the higher part of yourself is a lot more stable than you are. And the higher part of yourself is focused with the mind and the light. The extension of the higher part of ourselves, the personality, which is us, we change quite a bit from time to time. And we can change ourselves. We're not stuck in a rut. I changed myself quite a bit, and then when I changed myself, I thought, well, the change wasn't what it was I thought it would be, so maybe I'll go back to somewhat the way I was. Wasn't that bad to begin with. So maybe the change that you think you need to be isn't where you really, what will really make you happy. The most important thing is to be content with yourself, to be happy, to be content enough that you can just proceed along in a state of good consciousness. So anyway, one of the ways to create change is through handwriting. And there are a number of things you can do. Where's our eraser? There it is. One of the key influences of handwriting is the emotions. The emotions are shown. We have the baseline, and the strokes that go upward show the emotional slant. Like if we write the word the stroke for the T can be straight up and down, can be a backhand, can be forward, or way forward. Okay? Now, the farther it is forward, the more expressive you are emotionally, the more you feel. If you write with a far forward slant, it shows that you're very sensitive to the cat getting run over or the dog getting run over with a car or something like that. That would really upset you a lot, you know. If you write straight up and down, you can still be upset, but you handle it more mentally. You'd think, well, stupid dog. It should have known better than to run out in front of that car. Feel bad for it, but it was its own fault. But the person that writes far forward, you know, he won't think that way. He'll think, just think, poor dog, I love that dog so much. You know, and so the emotional expressiveness, the farther forward, the general slant of the handwriting, the more you will feel, not so much feel, but respond emotionally to everything. Now, there's another part of the handwriting, and that is the smaller letters. The bigger letters, like the H, say we, oh, it's not a C. The H, if you write that forward like that, these show how we respond. Letters with the longer strokes show how we respond to normal outward situations. Like I say, the dog getting run over or something like that. Now, the smaller strokes on like the middle zone letters, and we have three zones. The middle zone, which is here, the upper zone, which is here, and then if you make a Y or something like that, the lower zone is down here. The upper zone shows how your thoughts reach into the spiritual abstract area of life. The middle zone shows your social inclinations. The lower zone shows your material side. Okay. And getting back to the slant, the letters with the upper zone on show how you react emotionally to the outward world. Yeah.
My mother used to write what is called backhand, and she would slant to the left. What does that mean?
Okay, that's.
She would turn the paper and purposefully write everything. All the way like that.
Was she
right.
Left-handed?
No.
Right. A backhand writer is usually somebody that is afraid to express themselves or afraid to feel all there is to feel, and usually because they've been hurt at some times in their life, and because they've been hurt, they think, I don't want to be hurt again. So I'm going to insulate myself from hurt, so I'm only going to allow myself to feel and express so much.
Thank you. I've always wondered about that all my life. Thank you.
So people who write backhand have usually undergone some type of emotional hurt. Maybe their parents had a divorce when they were a kid and they felt abandoned. or maybe they lost their first love and it had a strong impact on them or something like that, or they were rejected in school or something to that point.